Father, we thank you for the blessing you've given to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I want to give you a prayer topic that is going to really help you in your prayers. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then, gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. So, 1 Corinthians 12:28 tells us that God has set in the church first apostles. So the first and highest office is an apostle. An apostle is a pastor of a number of churches. He plants churches and builds churches and oversees other pastors. That's an apostle. So you start by being a pastor of one church. When you are successful and God promotes you, you can be a pastor of more than one church. So Apostle Paul, he said, "That which cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches." All right, so he cared for a lot of churches. So when you are not an apostle, you only have a concern about one church where you are. And then a lot of people are pastors and are not apostles. All right. But in 1 Corinthians 11:28, it says that apostles are first. So there is an order in importance and in ranking. Second important thing are prophets. Now, a prophet is a very high position, and it is something that God gives. When you are a prophet, you see visions, you have dreams, you hear voices. It's also dangerous because when you are mad, you also hear voices and you see things and so on. It happens in madness also. So it's a dangerous area to venture into if you are not called for that. You have to be careful with voices, especially hallucinations. Are seeing things, you know. So it's dangerous. One friend of mine, he just suddenly started hearing voices and he went mad completely. We used to pray with him and he was a brother with us in secondary school. And he started to hear voices. And then he came and one day he said that we should pray in the name of Oral and not in the name of Jesus. We should pray in the name of Oral. I said, "What is Oral?" He said, "Like Oral Roberts, but Oral." I said, "What is the meaning of Oral?" And it was a long argument. And in the end, he was completely mad. You know, very promising young man. He was in the same Achimota school with me. Yeah. So, it's a dangerous thing because of what it can mean. But a prophet is something like that, and it's a very high thing because it's the second highest thing. Okay? Then, the other thing about a prophet is that there are prophets who teach. You see, a lot, like Moses You know, the Bible says there was no other prophet that God had raised up like Moses. And Moses himself said that one day God is going to raise up somebody very great like me. Now, Moses is the one who gave the basic teaching, so much teaching on law that is even used in the law books across the world. The British law, Ghanaian law, all based on the laws that Moses brought. Deuteronomy, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. Huh? The Judaic law is called. All right. So in Deuteronomy 34, verse 10, it says that there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses. You see. So Moses was a very, very, very great prophet, right, with a lot of teachings. You see. So you. And it has a futuristic element in it and elements of things which will happen and all have happened. When we go to Israel, you'll be there practically. You know, Israel is enjoyable depending on how you go and who you are with and your aim. You see, When I take you there on the miracles of Jesus, we will go to the places where certain miracles happen. Yes. So each place, this is where he healed the man by the pool of Bethesda who had been there for 38 years. There. Then we go to the where he healed the madman of Gadara. Right there. Then we go to different places where Jesus performed. Blind Bartimaeus, by the roadside, by Jericho, straight. So we are following Jesus. It depends on what you are interested in. Now, one of the things you can be interested in is the Yad Vashem Memorial Museum. And that one, you need Deuteronomy, the prophecy of Moses. He told them, these are what will happen. He says, we will go to the places where certain miracles happen. Yes. So each place, this is where he healed the man by the pool of Bethesda who had been there for 38 years. There. Then we go to the where he healed the madman of Gadara. Right there. Then we go to different places where Jesus performed. Blind Bartimaeus, by the roadside, by Jericho, straight. So we are following Jesus. It depends on what you are interested in. Now, one of the things you can be interested in is the Yad Vashem Memorial Museum. And that one, you need Deuteronomy, the prophecy of Moses. He told them, these are what will happen to you. And when you walk through, you see that Moses said, you eat your children, you will be cast out. You will be destroyed. No one will have mercy on you. This and that. And the whole museum shows the prophecy of Moses being fulfilled. It's very pathetic. You know, but you know, they themselves don't believe in all these things. But it is so clear in Deuteronomy. So you hold Deuteronomy and you read it and you walk through. That's how I will take you through. Yes, we hold Deuteronomy. Then you read the verses as you see that this is happening. Hey. Anyway, so Moses was a very, very, very great prophet. So there's both the teaching and also a futurist. Because a prophet always has this element of foretelling. Foretelling. You see, so even when they give you advice and say, honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you, it's a type of prediction that it will be well with you on this condition. And it happens. So you should fear it. And you should fear the person for what he says. So that scripture, you fear it. Honor your father that it may be well with you. You fear it. Because you know that it's a prediction for you. So prophets are very high. And then the next one are teachers. 1 Corinthians 12, 28. It says, teachers, they are third importance, you know, and greatness, right? Thirdly, teachers. So teaching is very, very, very important. And when you have a calling to teach, the teaching is sweet, it's nice, and it's as though the Bible is the best storybook that you don't know why you don't understand when you read. Yes. But you have it all the time. The teacher will help you to understand the Bible. And the Bible becomes real. The Word of God becomes real. Some teachers are anointed to write and some are not. Because some can teach well but cannot write. And some can write well but cannot teach well. Like when they speak, you'll be sleepy. But when they write, you'll be blessed. So when you hear them preaching, you'll just be saying, please go and write a book and just... Yes. So that's the third. Then after that, you see, God is showing you the levels of importance. After teaching comes miracles. So if you ever have to choose between having miracles or teaching, you have to choose teaching, because miracle comes after teaching. That is why people have miracles with small churches. But teacher, without one miracle, one day I went for a funeral, and when they came back, they said they didn't serve even one groundnut. So you can go to a church without even one groundnut miracle. But you see, the church is very large, full of, because it is a higher gift than miracles. Yeah. You see, you will think that people will love you and believe in you more when you do miracles. But the ministry of Jesus proves that the more he did miracles, the more they hated him. In fact, the way he raised Lazarus from the dead, it infuriated them. They said, "Don't let us kill this man." So it's like you think that people will believe in you more when you do miracles. But miracle works on people who already believe in miracles, not people who don't believe. People who don't believe, they even grow wilder. They took counsel to kill Jesus. It infuriated them more. When he would do miracles, they would only say, "Sabbath day, why do you do this? This and that. We have to kill this man." So teaching is far higher, or well, not that far higher, but it comes, and after that you get miracles. Then, gifts of healings. Gifts of healing is different from miracles in the sense that healings are miracles about health. But there are other miracles, financial miracles, and crossing the Red Sea, getting jobs, coming out of situations, getting visas, so many modern miracles. Yeah, getting a beloved, marrying at the age of 45, 58. Somebody says, "I love only you." Yes, it's a miracle. By the way, if you are a sister and a brother really likes you, be careful, because it's a miracle to be liked. Yes. It's a miracle to be liked. Because you yourself, you know that you are not nice and somebody really likes you. Do you know that there are 10 million unmarried women in Tanzania? 10 million. Yes. Without possibility of having husbands, because they are much more than the men. 10 million more women. So the Tanzanian president is encouraging polygamy. Marry one, get one free. Please don't marry two. It must be four or more, or one. Two is a bad very bad deal. So it's one. Or if you are going 8, 16. All right. Then the next realm or level is helps. Where God anoints you to help something. Singing is helps ministry. Singing is helps ministry. But look at the position of help. Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 6, help. In order of importance. You see? It is in order of importance. It is number 6. It's a helps ministry. So anything that helps is in the 6th order. Now, if you don't joke with this 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Kenneth Hagin had a vision. Jesus appeared to him and told him that, I called you to be a prophet and a teacher. You've been only teaching. You don't like doing the prophetic thing. You will die by this age. Yes. And he said, because you have put number 1 as number 2 as number 3 and number 3 as number 2. So the importance of the job and the ranking you are giving it and the attention you are giving it can cost you your life. All right? So then you have helps. Singing is helps. Worship is helps. If you listen to older camps, you see that there is no singing. No Ida in it. Newer camps have music and other things in it. Is it not true? It helps the preaching, but it can be done without it. So if you are ever called to be a helps minister, you must know that you are like a beard. A beard, when you shave it, the person goes on in his life normally. And he can even look nicer and cleaner. And nothing happens to the person. Yes. So, or like a wig. Yes. Just remove it and you are moving. But the beard is part of you, of you. But when you shave it, you even just move on as if you've never. Yes, it maybe look nicer, depending on. Some people look nice without beards. Some look nicer with beards. Depends on the shape of your head. Yes. Because some people, the shape of the head, when you have a beard, your face looks longer. Yes. So it depends on your shape. The hairstyle you choose must depend on your head shape. Some people's head are shaped like a ball. Others are shaped like a rectangle. Others are shaped like a triangle. So it depends on your head shape. All right. Now, the next one is after helps. So we have helps. There are some people who help financially. Different things. All right, they can pay for things, they can sing, they can worship, they can help you to achieve whatever you are trying to achieve. And it's number 6. Then number 7 is governments. Yes, there are people that God has given the gift of organizing, governing, and leading. And you can see it is not so high in the list. All right, and then number 8, diversities of tongues. I'm just about to give you a prayer topic. Okay? Now, diversities of tongues is a little different from the normal tongues that we have been speaking, I think. Do you see? Because it is listed in there as one of the big offices. So, that's what I think. Verse 29. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? No. Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? No. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I'll show you a more excellent way. So, tonight, I want you to have in your mind and in your heart a section of this verse. And there are only four words that I want you to take from this scripture. Covet earnestly the best. You see, you have to desire the best of the lot. Do you see? So even within prophets, there is the best. Amongst apostles, there is the best apostle you can find. And pastors, if you take a pastor like Bishop Oyedepo, is one of the best pastors. You know, there are a lot of churches in Nigeria. He has attendance of about 400,000 on Sunday morning. You know, he's the best. So when you are coveting, you have to covet. Some of you are aim. You see, you have taken as your aim something lower. Covet the best. One day I was talking to somebody who has a ministry, says he's a prophet and so on. I was showing him the best prophet. To me, the best prophet is Kenneth Hagin. Why? A prophet who has had Jesus to come physically, to come and sit down by his bed and talk to him for 2 hours. He said, I could touch him with my hand like this. Charlie, there's an ultimate prophet. It's an ultimate prophet. We are not talking about seeing some shadowy pictures. It's a high thing. Yes. So, you must aim for the best teaching. Your teaching, you have to look at the best teachers. And aim for the best in the ministry. Don't just aim to be average. Covet the best. Okay? If you are going to help, you are a helps minister. The bestest of singers or whatever. Financiers. You see them. People that you think will finance. They are not interested in financing the work of God. They don't finance it. Mostly. One brother came to see me. He said he's going to do cashew farm. Mm. And he's coming to finance the work of God. The next I saw that he has bought a Cherokee. And after the Cherokee, he was going to the farm to do the cashew nut farming. Up till today, I'm still waiting more than 20, 25 years. Yeah. I'm sure they were all loans. Yes. Covet to be the best apostle. Look at James McKeown. He's in the Krimwem there. Look at the churches. The length and breadth of Ghana, covered with churches, with buildings, the best of apostles. We have some apostles that have established about 3 churches, 4 churches. If you go to England, you'll see the buildings that are owned by Church of Pentecost. Lot of church buildings, they are owned by Church of Pentecost. Yes, in England, across the country. Covet the best, highest level of type of minister of the category that you are coveting to be in. Are you there? Yes. Because you see, if you covet the best, you even if you fall, you get the second best. But when you don't covet a very high thing, yeah. Covet the best. Evangelists. Covet to be the best evangelist. Soul winner. You said you gave your life to Christ. When?
4th October 2012, Legon campus. And I mean, I from infant swim, girls, clubs, beach parties, and I gave my life to Christ. I remember that day when I came for it.
It was a crusade?
It was a crusade on Legon campus. I remember that day when I came.
Who was preaching?
You were preaching.
What was the topic?
I think the great invitation.
The great invitation.
And I remember when you made the altar call, I came for it. But I didn't go back to where I was standing because I was shy. So I had to cross the road to go and stand on the side. And then I decided that I'll come to church. So my first service, when I saw you, I did something like this because I felt like you were so close to the, as in the Legon Hall Chapel, because the place is small. I stretched and I felt...
Legon Hall Chapel, First Love.
Yes.
When First Love Church was started. Great invitation. And you see a soul, a real soul. You can feel the soul. Convert to be an evangelist who can meet souls that have been saved.
Amen.
Through his evangelism. Yeah, lots of evangelists, you can't find any souls that they've... You just know that they preached. The largest crowds. Yes. Ranhat Bonke. Covet the best. Anointings. Covet the best. The most anointed. The best anointings. These are aims you can have rather than sitting there aimlessly watching season 4. Is it fantastic? Covet the best. God spoke to me and told me I should covet the highest gifts, the best. Yes. And through my life, I've noticed that thing, that I usually pick the best. And I find myself following the best. Yeah. Because you see, we always fall short of certain things. So when you fall short of your mark, those of you who do exams, so I just want a C. You know, you realize it's E or F. How many have had E before? E and F. A lot of F's on this side. I'm sure you were aiming for just a D. You should have aimed for an A. And then when the A doesn't work, B, if the B doesn't work, C. Why aim to be a lay pastor when he said covet the best? A lay pastor. When you can covet to be all out for God and give your whole life to him. Why covet to be just a... I mean, me, I'm a lay of many things. I'm a lay photographer. Yes, and I'm not bad. Yes. I'm a lay of many things. I'm a lay doctor. I am, but lay. I'm not paid to be a doctor. I'm a lay of many things. I'm a lay architect. Look how high that is. Yeah. The lay. There's no professional architect who can say he's designed any part of this school. Yes. I'm a lay music producer. Yeah, I'm a lay instrumentalist. No, I'm not a lay writer. I'm a full-time writer. I'm a lay singer. You don't know that I can sing. I'm a lay pianist. I'm a lay guitarist. I'm a lay drummer. Yes. I'm a lay producer. All of Ida's songs are my productions. Yes. But as a lay person, it's not a main thing. I don't advertise. Tag. Tag music. Tag studios. Covet the best. Don't covet to be a lay. Covet to be the highest. Not to covet to be paid by the church. Covet to be all out. Yes, with your life. You want to be a husband. Covet to be the best. Best husband. An A1. You keep the standard. First love husbands. We have a standard. Ida will give you a song one just now about keeping the standard. A brother who does nothing. You are just there. Just call Ajua. Copy him. You have to aim to be the best. A husband who doesn't know how to cook anything at all. First love husbands, they know how to cook at least something. At least something. What? You've married and brought yourself as some kind of a statue who can do nothing. First love husbands, they go to the kitchen. Yes. They serve breakfast. Breakfast in bed. On Saturdays. Yes. They are lay cooks. When my daughter was going to school, I used to make some food for her when she was going to school. And her friends used to come and eat it. They used to say, have you brought your father's whatever? They were eating every time. Yes. Whilst my wife was relaxing in bed, I was organizing the kitchen. First love is not, I mean, just talking. Covet the best. If you are a girl, doesn't mean you shouldn't learn how to cook. Covet the best. Yes. You don't go shopping to help buy things for the house. As a first lover, then we will sack you to another church. Yes. First love, husband, you have to keep the standard. You can't be a kept man. Do you know what is a kept man? A man who is just kept. Yes. A kept man. He does nothing. He's kept in the house and looked after by the wife. She's like a lioness. A lioness. She goes out hunting and brings meat. That's a kept man. There are a lot of kept men, especially phlegmatics. The wife will be climbing a ladder to go and change the bulbs. And the man is lying down like a lion. A male lion. One day, a kept man, his wife traveled. When he came, all the lights were not, not there was electricity, but all the bulbs had gone out. He was waiting for her to come and change the bulbs. It's not a first love. It's not a first love. I don't know which church. Check what church. Find out what church was there. Convert the best. You're going to be the best. You're going to be a wife, the best wife. Cheerful. Yeah, the best wives. How many brothers want a best wife? Always smiling, not moody. Thinking of things. You've made wache, but the rice is white. Are you still around? Tell somebody, covet the best. The best of everything. You must covet the best. Even when you are desiring a beloved, the best. You must desire to be the best and you must look for the best. I don't want to say something if I start. Ask the nearest sister, Charlie, are you what, the best or the worst? Everybody's the best. Doing of hair doesn't make you the best, too. And this face and all this. It doesn't make you the best at all. And these days, we can see that the hair is not for you. We can see that the hair is not for you. At first, we didn't know. One day, I was asking my wife, how can you know which hair is? Then she started showing me some signs. Yes. This is, I'm an expert. I see with my eye, I don't say anything. Convert the best. So you want to do and have the best in God in the year 2019. You're going to be the best bus center leader. The best center leader. The best bus center leader. The best shepherd. The best anointed person. The best what again? Best apostle. The other day, God was showing me that my marks were very low in some areas. Eish, I was afraid. Amen. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12. For as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts or spiritual things, seek that you may excel. Seek that you may excel. So write it down. Seek that you may excel. Excellent. Seek that you will get excellent in spiritual things. Excellent. Seek that you may excel. And you excel when what you do edifies the church. So seek that you excel to the extent that the church is really blessed. Yes. Now, amazing. The word excel, it means to superabound. That's the meaning in the Greek. Super, seek that you may superabound. Yes. In quantity and quality. Superabound. So superabound in church growth as a pastor. Superabound. To have more abundance. More members in your bus center. More members in your center. More souls won, more testimonies, super abound. You see, people come to God and they get satisfied with, so I now no longer commit pornography, so I'm okay. You see, pornography is not written in the Bible as a sin. So you have taken one thing and said, that's your standard. You just take one thing that you feel bad about and say, okay, no more. And then once I've solved that one, I'm okay. No, it says seek that you may super abound in quantity and quality. Seek that you may excel. So this year, we are seeking to excel or super abound. You know, if you are a giver, you must aim to give money must aim to give CDs, aim to give dollars, aim to give more money, aim to give a car, aim to give a house, aim to give a land, aim to give things, aim to pay for things, aim to do something bigger. Seek that you may excel in the way that it edifies the church. Yes. Super abound. If you are a singer, seek that you excel in the singing. That you be chosen. That you sing again. You sing again and again. That you super abound. That the more souls, when I hear the testimonies of the salvations, like this one, I preach about the great invitation. I feel like preaching more such messages. I didn't know that messages have that effect. Well, I met a brother who said, all dead people are alive. I've forgotten even that I preached that. He said, you preach, he told me, that day you preach, all dead people are still alive. I said, wow, I was listening and I remembered. Because you don't know the effect it has. Yes, you don't know the effect it has. Even though it's having a great effect, you don't know that it has that effect till you hear the testimony. And say, hey, the great invitation. That it has the effect of changing somebody from a drug addict womanizer to whatever is sitting in church today as a pastor. It's just amazing. Seek that you super abound in quantity. It's what you must seek. You must covet the best. And after coveting the best, you must seek to super abound. You can't be satisfied with 5,000 members. You have to have an aim to super abound. Now our aim is 20,000 attendants, 20,000 members. First Love Church, 20,000. That's our aim. Yeah, well, we cannot aim for 10,000. It's a small number. I want more churches. More missions. More missionaries. I want to take over nations for Jesus. I want to preach in more crusades. Super abound in crusades. Seek that you may super abound to the edifying of the church. Covet the best. As for me, I follow the best. God shows me the best. He's always showed me the best. And I go for the best. I don't aim for C or D. I aim for A. I don't aim for lay. I aim for full time. If I fall and I don't make it, I'll become lay. But not that I'll aim for lay. If you aim for lay, you can easily backslide. You can easily fall out of Christianity altogether. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Yeah, I realize you are not even a Christian. And so I never intended not to be a Christian. You should have aimed for something high. Yes, the best. The best. The best. The best. I want to cover England with churches, church buildings. I want you to drive through England. When you see those old church buildings, say, oh, this one is Lighthouse. This one is First Love. This one is this. This one is that. Yes. Amen. I want to buy more, lot of 100, 200 of them. Yes. Amen. Fill it. Super abound. Yes. Super abound. Are you there? Yes. I told you I was going to give you an important prayer topic. Yes. I told you I was going to give you a very important prayer topic. He says, seek that you may super abound in quantity and quality. Yes. So, you've got 40 members, 30 members. You are not super abounding. You can super abound. superabound in prayers. You've not prayed for 5 hours before. You've not prayed for 7 hours before. At least this prayer camp, you are learning how to pray for. True or not true?
True.
You stand there and you pray. Huh? Yes. You stand in your house. 8 o'clock in the morning, you start praying. You pray 8 p.m., 12 hours. Then the spiritual energy, you see that you can't even sleep. You continue praying. Yes. It's nothing. Yes. Hours. Shabbat Kabbalah. Monologues and dialogues. Monologues and dialogues. Kashiko Shakaka. Super abound in prayers. Super abound in fasting. That we finish with God in the first 2 weeks. We finish with God. You can't finish with God. If that's what the effect it will have on you, then we will fast and pray again in the beginning of the year. So that we fast and pray for the whole year. Yes. Super abound in salvation Sundays. Super abound in salvation campaigns. What do we call it? Salvation rallies. Swollen Sundays. Super abound in swollen Sundays. Super abound in abacentes. Nobody in Medina or any area around should know that you don't know First Love Church. What? Then you didn't come to the world. You didn't come to the world. Super abound. Covet the best. Don't covet that, though. I want to just watch pornography only once a week on Saturdays. Covet the best that your phone and your iPad or whatever, it will not occur to you to look at it. Not that you are tempted and you decide to stop or decide not to, but it doesn't even come to your mind. Yeah. You can super abound. You've gone higher. Covet the best. Because there are people who doesn't occur to them at all. All these seasons you are watching and all that, there are people, it doesn't come up. They just flow. They are spiritual and they can watch films, but it's not something I need to sit for 6 hours watching season 9, season 8, season 4, season 3, season 2. Super abound. Yes. The only food you can make is fufu and light soup. Have to super abound in other types of food. Every day, Indomie. Indomie is made of what? You'll be surprised. Some of it is, I don't know what it is. Indomie. One day somebody's sewage was blocked. When they flush the toilet, it doesn't go. When they went to open it, what the man has been eating has blocked has blocked the tubes. The super abounding, the thing has come and has blocked the whole place. It was an Italian man. Spaghetti has filled the whole all the pipes. Super abounding. The plumber even can see what you are super abounding. Hallelujah. Covet the best. Hold your neighbor's shoulder. Those at the back. Are they? Hi! Are the back people part of us? Ask them whether they are coveting the best. Are you planning to super abound? Our members are going to be like ants. I said our members are going to be like ants. Everywhere you see them. Are you my member? So I am your member, Kra. Kalabashakata Bara. Kebo Sata Baraba. Kema Shiko Sakayana. Kema Shapo Tasaya. Maleba Lama Doba Saba. Super abound. You are leaving this camp into super abounding in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But we are not leaving yet. We are still here. The wine here, there, it is going to be super, super abounding. Super abounding. Yeah. And there are things to super abound only as a young man. You have to start as a young man. All spiritual things. You see, it's like sexual and immoral things. It's young people who can do it. Older people, they are into politics and so on. But younger people, it is we who have those problems. So that energy is also spiritual things. It's like that. The same energy that you use for those things, you direct it into spiritual things. Very powerful. Now I think young people are better at praying, fasting, seeking God, going on missions. When you are a little old, no, you can't do certain things. Yes. That is why sometimes when an elderly man wants to marry a young lady, has blocked their tubes. Because super abounding, the thing has come and has blocked the whole place. It was an Italian man. Spaghetti has filled the whole, all the pipes. Super abounding. The plumber even can see what you are super abounding. Hallelujah. Covet the best. Hold your neighbor's shoulder. Those at the back. Are they?
Who is that?
Are the back people part of us? Ask them whether they are coveting the best. Very powerful. Now I think young people are better at praying, fasting, seeking God, going on missions. When you are a little old, no, you can't do certain things. Yes. That is why sometimes when an elderly man wants to marry a young lady, those who are, their eyes have opened, they say, when I married this elderly man, there are so many things he cannot do. When we need to do certain things, you say that he's sleeping. Because he has passed a certain stage. He cannot superabound in certain things. Oh, yes. There are some countries where many of the elderly ladies, they are all looking for young men. Yes. Strong young men as their boyfriends. It's called what? Benten. Yes. Benten. You see the man very small, the woman is very big. Are there some young men ready to superabound in God? Let me tell you something. If you'll be great in God, it starts from when you are young. Yeah, it starts from when you are young. So you have flashes of sexuality that scatter your mind like lightning. Yes. Don't be confused. It's an attack. It's a sign. Sexual feelings is a sign that you can actually do anointed things. Like you are not old now. It's true. It's not easy to start a church when you are 40 years old. But it's easier to start when you are 20 something years old. Oh yes. When the church members are not coming, your energy even comes more. Say, hey, my members have not come. I'm going to find them. But when you are 40 and the members don't come, you start crying. So in his time, he makes all things beautiful. Stand to your feet. You are waiting for what? The movie. Those at the back are sleeping. Inspector, let me see. But actually, the back people look quite alive. They raise their hand, they wave, they shout. They are super abounding. But why should they choose to stay at the back? What an amazing blessing. Has blocked the tubes. The super abounding, the thing has come and has blocked the whole place. It was an Italian man. Spaghetti has filled the whole, all the pipes. The super abounding. The plumber even can see what you are super about. Hallelujah. Covet the best. Hold your neighbor's shoulder. Those at the back. Are they? Ha! Are the back people part of us? Ask them whether they are coveting the best. The best. Hold your neighbor's shoulder. Those at the back. Are they? Ha! Are the back people part of us? Ask them whether they are coveting the best. Are you planning to super abound? Our members are going to be like ants. I said our members are going to be like ants. Everywhere you see them. Are you my member? So I am your member, Kraa. Kalabashakata Bara. Kebo Sata Balaba. Kema Shiko Sakayana. Kema Shapota Sai.